And a very good morning to you. So coming up, obviously the lines are there. They open for you to take advantage of. Then there's COVID resurgence. We have to take this very, very seriously. There's been exponential growth in COVID-19 in the Garden Route area. George Neisner. Right, so that is something that we will be talking to Dr. Keith Klutter about. He is the head of health in the Western Cape, so he'll be giving you his insights. After 10, all the international stories with Deutsche Welle. And if you're into pets, you know I love technology, and someone's come up with a little bit of tech for pets. Find out more about that. It's quite cute, and I quite frankly think we need something similar for humans. So even if you're not into pets, it might be something you think could resonate with us humans. Find out more about that. Then after 11 o'clock, Google is investing 2.2 billion rand, not in South Africa on the whole, but in the Western Cape in Cape Town. What are they going to spend the money on? What are the other lists of investments coming in? And the man who will tell you all about that is the CEO of Westgrow, Tim Harris. That's the show in a nutshell. But right now, looking forward to your calls on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
It is 8 minutes past nine. One of the things, you know, and I'm going to throw out a couple of things, but please, you set the agenda, pick up the phone, give me a call. That number again, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. This coronavirus in the Western Cape worries me. I'm going to sound like Raphael Wayne now. What I feel strongly about. Because what I feel strongly about is the fact that if we keep doing the nonsense that we do, which is going to events with lots of people, going to shopping malls where lots of people walk around, where everybody thinks the mask should go under your nose, we are looking for trouble. Now, the one thing we do know is that we cannot afford to lock down the economy again. It'll just obliterate the hospitality sector. But it might come to that. Something we'll discuss with Dr. Keith Klutter. What's your take about what needs to happen? Should we be preventing people from the Garden Route and from the Cape Town metropole to move out of their various regions? Should we just leave them there so that they don't spread this further? We'll get a very good understanding of the range of the spread of COVID-19 in the Western Cape. The Premier is saying, it's an emergency. We need to deal with it. What would you suggest they do? And mind you, by the way, all those business people who are talking about the hungry and how the hungry are getting hungrier, where are they today? Because now we're in level one. They're going around making their businesses, making their millions. I wonder what they've done about the hungry. Because the hungry were used as a wonderful excuse for big business to hang their hats on, going, ooh, we need to lift these hectic restrictions because the poor are suffering. I promise you, yes, there would be a lot of them helping the poor. I mean, I went to the launch of a wonderful family center yesterday in Retreat. And to see the array of South Africans involved in making this happen was wonderful. But I wonder where those big businesses are, though. You know, the chairman and the CEOs who kept telling the president the poor are hungry. Have they started feeding the hungry yet? And have they started creating opportunities? I always ask. But just getting back to my COVID comment earlier, I am very worried. And I want to know what your take is. Are you going to be going away in the holiday season? I think the worst that I will do is probably go camping. But I'm staying away from shopping malls. I'm staying away from places where lots of people congregate. I'm not even taking my dad bot to the beach. I can tell you that much. I'm rather going to try and keep myself safe. Let's go to Graham. Graham's in Simonstown. He's not in Grahamstown. He's in Simonstown. Hi, Graham.
Jolly good show there, Keno.
Thank you.
Blessings and to all the listeners. Listen, I sit in a shop here. I sit in a shop, my own shop, 7 days a week, up to 10 hours a day. And I've worked out that 40% of the people do not wear the masks properly.
They're bloody idiots, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
can I say that up front?
I'll tell you what. And I show them out. I say, go and sit in your car or go and put a mask on and come and knock at my door. And I get infuriated. And, you know, some of them are so beautiful. There's ladies that wear decent masks. And I've got to speak to them in a harsh voice. It's not really nice.
Yes. I normally use an underpants. And I don't use an underpants. I do wear one, but I don't use one on my face. But I use it as an analogy. And yeah. I normally tease, and I always tease our security guys when I get out. I say, listen, do you normally leave things dangling outside of your pants?
Yeah.
I said, now why do you do so with your mask?
I can't understand.
Keep it covered.
And the comments... they're devastating. Thank you, Kina.
Thank you so much. That is okay. Graham in Simonstown. What's your take on this? I mean, so we've got coronavirus coming. For those fools who believe it doesn't exist, good luck, eh? Good luck with that one. For those idiots who don't believe that masks work, good luck on that one as well. I'm not even going to get into a debate with you. You also believe that pigs can fly, apparently. But for those people who seriously listen to what the doctors are telling us, the experts are telling us about coronavirus, about protecting ourselves, etc., and who take it seriously, who wear their masks all the way up. What do you notice around you? And maybe a wonderful call there from a shopkeeper, from someone who runs his own shop, says 40% of the people don't wear their masks properly. So what's your take on that? And what do you think we should do re-coronavirus? Should we close the borders with the Eastern Cape? Because we know that there's a massive problem in the Eastern Cape. And this is not about being racist or any of that other rubbish that people tried to throw out yesterday. This is just about saying we need to stop the spread. So I'm thinking we should look at closing the borders. I don't think we should be having big events closer to Christmas. I think we should limit shopping malls as to how many people they have in them. But hey, this is just me. I'm just a little talk show host. What the heck do I know about anything? But I want to hear from you this morning on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. We've got some voice notes, so let's go to those.
Kino, I'm getting extremely worried also now. My wife's leaving for Pradasdorp this afternoon on work purpose. And then she's only coming back on Saturday. But I'm really worried, you know, about her going down there. But anyhow, she knows, she's aware of what's going on. But I'm really worried here.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I certainly am. And I'm going to start calling people out who don't wear their masks properly and if they don't social distance. Is another one. Let's take a listen to what you want to talk about this morning.
Oh, yeah. Morning, Kino. Yeah, I know. You're talking about these big businesses. What about these big fat cats, you know? Oh, well, I think they've given us a miss. Well, the poor, you know, the hungry, you know, giving them a miss. Mm. And, normally we go away this year. And, no, we've decided we're not going anymore, Kino. That's it. We stay at home, safe and sound. And that's it. You know, we've told the kids already. They're happy with it. We'll find something to do, board games, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it, Kino. It's going to be a different Christmas. But, hey, rather safe than sorry.
That's what
Just,
I say.
My thought. Thanks, Kino. Cheers, John Kelsriver. Bye.
Thank you very much for that, John. It's pretty much what we're going to do, hey? I said to my bosses, I'm happy to work on Cape Talk all the way through until the 24th of December. I am really not planning to do anything with anybody. That's me. Right, I'm going to have a lovely, boring Christmas. And that is the way I reckon it should be. Let's listen to some more of what you have to say today.
Hi, Kino. I just returned from a flight to KwaZulu-Natal to visit my 90-year-old mother. I had to go. And it was amazing. On the plane, I was wearing a K95 and goggles, actually, much to everyone's amusement. But it was incredible. People were sitting on the plane with bits dangling over the top of their masks.
Mm.
And when the flight attendants told them to cover your nose, please, sir, they would do it, and then the moment that the flight attendant walked away, out came the nose again. It was frankly quite obscene.
Yeah, not a violent guy, but sometimes you want to put a noisy nose like that out of joint. It's ridiculous, quite frankly. Let's listen to more of what you want to talk about. This is your open line.
Good morning, Kino and listeners. If anyone in this country thinks that the ANC takes gender-based violence seriously, please think again. I saw in the news yesterday that a top Mpumalanga ANC man was arrested for raping his twin 8-year-old daughters. Has he lost his job? No. Does he sit with a job in the ANC? Yes.
Yes, he's still part of the PEC.
So when our president spends half an hour discussing the seriousness with which we should view gender-based violence, please take what he says with a pinch of salt, because really, the ANC does not care. Thank you.
Totally agree with you.
Have a good day.
You must have a good day as well. I totally agree with you, but neither does the Democratic Alliance in the Western Cape. I was at a facility yesterday, and Minister Shana Fernandez was there. And to her credit, you know, she agrees with a lot of what I had to say, and I know that they're doing something in the Western Cape government. But generally speaking, I'm telling you, the DA doesn't care, because there's a traffic chief, and I've mentioned this. I've stopped talking about it because, but when we talk about 16 days of activism and we talk about speaking truth to power, there's a traffic chief that's still in a job. Has still not been suspended. When there is a complaint of attempted rape against him, that will be, he'll be appearing in a court of law based on what we've been told and what we know about that particular case. If the Democratic Alliance in the Western Cape gave a damn about gender-based violence, that situation would have turned out differently. No one's saying fire him. No one's saying any of those. Give the man a fair trial, because I think that is deserved. But why leave someone in a position of power? You've heard Advocate Tuli Madonsela give her thoughts on that very issue. You've heard Advocate Paul Hoffman give his thoughts on that very issue. But I am convinced that the Democratic Alliance in the Western Cape does not take it seriously. There might be some people within the DA, but I don't think they take it seriously. It is 9:20. So I agree with you on the ANC 100%. They're useless when it comes to gender-based violence. But by the looks of it, the Democratic Alliance is no different. It is 9:20. I am Kino Cummies. I'm with you all the way through until midday, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you today. So what's on your mind? What would you like to talk about? Those numbers again, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp at 072-567-156. We'll be going to your calls as well in this open line. So Alison's going to be up next. And yeah, you know what? And this is the problem with South Africans generally. You support a party and then you're blind about them. So whether these are diehard ANC supporters or diehard DA supporters, you end up making an excuse for the party that you support, or you quiet on issues related to the party that you support. But you're happy to lash other parties because it suits you. And I'm not talking about the wonderful lady who sent the previous voice note. I'm just talking about this in general. And this is the problem with society. We choose our little corners, and that's where we stay. And we're happy to defend whatever we need to defend. But we're not happy when people lash us. And quite frankly, you need to grow up. You need to grow up. If you have an issue, Joey, we do the 16 days. It's a laugh, man. We talk about, oh, we're going to have 16 days of activism. The president wants everybody to wear black. But what the heck is he doing? What the heck is being done in the Western Cape to make sure that gender-based violence is dealt with effectively? And to Minister Fernandez's credit, she did say yesterday to me that she's putting everybody in notice in the Western Cape that these issues need to be dealt with. It's her department, and she says that she wants, and I'll get on. We can talk to her about that. But let's go to Alison in Newlands. Hi, Alison.
Hi, Kino. Nice talking to you. Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning.
Call.
No problem.
You know, I'm just a concerned person about my daughter that applied for the 350 for the unemployed. She applied it in June month, and that she was approved. And they even asked for her banking details. Up till now, she didn't get a thing. Every time
she Did she apply or a business?
No, she applied.
Yeah. Listen, I would tell you that I could help. But sometimes you have to admit defeat and you have to call useless useless. Mm-hmm. At the moment, UIF, that whole department, is useless. If we've seen the numbers around it, how many people they have to deal with all of these complaints, I am not surprised that people aren't getting anywhere. I must be, you know, I promise you, we could send an email, right, to find out what's happening, but nothing will come of it.
Is it?
And that is unfortunate. You know, that is unfortunately where one finds oneself with the UIF.
So she won't get anything because January is the last, they say.
No, listen. What I'll do is I'll ask Wally to drop another mail, right, to request specifically what's happening, and let's see what they say about it, Alison. But I can't make any promises.
Okay, Kino. Thank you so much
for listening. All right, my dear. I know people. I know people are desperate, and I totally understand that, and we need to do what we can. But I have to warn you that this is, a UIF makes Eskom look like a bunch of fairies.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Alison, thanks for your call. Let's go to Nico in Musenberg. Hi there, Nico.
Hi. I was actually going to talk about something else, but let me just say, in terms of UIF, they admitted there are 400,000 emails they haven't yet opened.
Absolutely.
And they've got 40 people to answer the phone. And even if those 40 each answered 100 calls a day, they still wouldn't be able to answer all the incoming calls. Also, that particular organization has lost the top three officials who've been dismissed, suspended, or whatever. It's a train smash. And I'm afraid people are going to continue getting no response at all. In terms of the political party, which is what I wanted to talk about, my irritation is that we tend to join a political party and then we treat that political party like it's our church. They can do no wrong, they can do no evil, everybody else is wrong. Mm. I am not that blind. I have my value system.
Mm.
And the political party that ticks most of the blocks, I will lend my vote.
Yep. That is good to hear.
Screw up. Then I move on.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about whatever.
Spot on, Nico. Absolutely spot on.
They don't deserve my vote. They won't get my vote. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. And it has to be based on your values, what you find important, and how they align to that. And I think that is key. But thank you. Great call.
Absolutely. Sure.
Simon Mantel.
Hi, Kina. I heard you talking about UIF. I think what people forget is, in fact, the UIF money belongs to the employees.
It does.
Who have given their 1% each month, and the employees who paid 1%. So, in fact, there should be no impediments to getting the money. And the only way that you will get money out of UIF is if there's a class action.
Yep.
And someone takes the minister to court.
Yep.
And they're then in contempt of court, and there's a court order. That is the only solution because, you know, having the 40 people manning the lines, they should have 5,000 people in a call center, you know, for a crisis like we have now. I have it with our staff who also haven't received their TERS payments for no reason other than incompetence, and perhaps the UIF has no liquidity, or perhaps they have no money, and they've stolen employees' contributions over the years. But a court action is the only way that you will resolve it, resolve this problem.
You're spot on. And the only way, and you're right, doing it through a class action. Because unfortunately, a lot of the people who are owed money by the UIF can't rub 2 cents together to afford a lawyer. And that is the challenge. It's the age-old story of, you know, if you've got capital, you can get access to the justice system. You'll be represented by a good lawyer. unless someone comes and says, listen, on a pro bono or some other terms, we will represent a whole lot of people, maybe give us 1% at the end of it if we win, then, you know, that is one way of achieving exactly what you say.
Seems maybe not an idea to get someone like Michael Bagram on the line and ask him what, you know, as an attorney and as a labor expert, maybe he might be able to shed light on it, because that is the only way that UIF contributors are going to get their just desserts. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace.
No, it certainly is, Simon.
That money has been stolen. It, you know, it's money that has been, I mean, I have it where I've had staff who paid for, you know, their UIF contributions for 25 years. They've never touched their money. And they battle to get, you know, they're not getting their TERS payments.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
But maybe get Michael Bagram on the line.
Okay, we can do that, Simon. Are you well, by the way?
Right. Very well, thanks. Very well.
Nice one. Great chatting as always. Simon Mantell from Intelli is there. Always sage words. It is 9:30. A very good morning to you. This is Today on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. And time for your Eyewitness News now with Regan Thoy. Also has some traffic.
Thanks, Kino. Very good morning to you. Police are investigating the murders of an Eastern Cape mother and her five children. Their bodies were found at their home in Dabakweni earlier this week. Parliament's a step closer to an official inquiry into public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office. National Assembly Speaker Thandi Modise announced yesterday retired Constitutional Court Judge Justice Bessie Kabende chair an independent panel. And Netflix is facing a backlash in India over a now infamous kissing scene in one of its shows. The exchange takes place in the series A Suitable Boy. It's an adaptation of the award-winning novel by Indian author Vikram Seth. These stories and more at 10, or as it happens.
EWN Traffic.
There are roadworks on the N2 outbound after the hairpin bend on Sir Lowry's Pass. Left lane is closed, but there are no delays at this stage.
Your time now, 29 minutes to 10. Are you getting a lot of these calls? Hey, I don't know, man. You know, they drive me up the wall, eh? I don't want to moan today, but yes. 021-205-4012. And when you pick up the darn phone call, there's some automated on the other side. And it happens to me each and every day. How do we get rid of this stuff? Can't you just say no? But anyway, that's just me.